I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't need to. Fortunately, the technical stuff is not your part of it.
Not my strength.
Well, or yeah, sure. All right. Hello and welcome to episode 440 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Oh, just quick Raptors update, because everyone is on pins and needles.
They're playing tonight, right?
Tonight they play. They're up 2-1 in the series. Two more victories to claim their first ever NBA championship. It's funny because Vancouver has been long without an NBA team, and wow, mm-hmm. are people into it here.
Really?
Yeah. They're even having like some of the local movie theaters where you can go and watch it there for $0. Just they're
for
showing
$0.
It. Yeah. You can get tickets. They don't cost anything, and you can watch it in these in the big like Silver City movie theaters.
That's pretty cool. The $0 part's pretty impressive.
Pretty cool. But I have my giant screen, so I'll be setting it up for the games. It is awesome. And
do you let your neighbors come in for free?
Maybe. I'll have to make tickets though.
Yeah. Just have the door open. And then it's like, yeah, beers are $15.
Yeah. So anyways, that's the big excitement. That and I bought a camcorder yesterday.
Okay.
So I got the just
Did you buy it on Amazon?
No, I got it Costco because you know.
But everybody else not buy your not camcorder. You, yeah. Click through our site on Amazon and help us out.
Yeah, the way it worked out was I don't know. Do you guys have Costco in Germany? Is that a thing?
What do you think?
No.
No. You don't buy anything in bulk here.
You have Dear Costco.
Dear Costco? Yeah, we don't have it. We don't. No, there's no Sam's Club here.
Okay, but for the rest of the us in the world that have Costco, we have the card where, you know, when you spend a certain amount of money at the end of the year, they cut you a check back for whatever it is, 3%, whatever it is of your spending. Okay. So we had a couple hundred bucks, which was just kind of like, oh, hey, you have to use it at Costco. It's like a gift card, essentially. And it was right around $200. And they just happened to have a Canon Vixia R800 camcorder that's kind of their basic camcorder, but it does mm-hmm. everything I need it to do. It's only 1080p at 60 frames per second in MP4, so it's no 4K. But I'm laughing because that's right. all I want or need. It's actually really kind of a pretty feature rich basic camera, but it was just over $200. I think it was $220, and so I said, "Oh, I'm going to use this check to get one of those." Mm-hmm. And happy Father's Day to me. So my wife grabbed it last time she was at Costco, which happened to be yesterday, and I'm excited. I'm going to go shoot some baseball this weekend.
So it's like a little handheld thing with without screen.
Tiny. It's all touch screen. I played around with it last night, just kind of seeing what it would do, and yeah, it's great. We'll see what I think the image quality is going to be fantastic when you're outside. This is probably not the best camera for shooting hockey, with the low light, but I think it would do an okay job. But for outside in the summer, shooting baseball or family vacation stuff or whatever, it weighs nothing. It's tiny. So I'm going to probably stick it on a tripod mount, maybe put it out in the outfield, just kind of aiming back towards the field and just leave it and just check just it at the end away. Of the game. Just walk away and then just get some video.
And so built-in battery or what do you do?
It's got a battery that you can get a couple of backups. So it comes with a battery. I'm not exactly sure what the battery life will be, if I'm going to have to get a spare or not, or if it'll do 2 hours of recording. At the highest recording rate, so whatever, the highest resolution, 1080p at 60 frames a second, a 32 gigabyte card will give you about 2 hours of continuous filming. So that's basically mm-hmm. exactly what I'll do is... I'll basically record it until I use up a 32 gigabyte card.
Will it record at 24 frames a second?
I think it goes all the way through. It has every option, but I want to try the 60.
Yeah, no, of course. Yes, that's cool. The good news is with 60, you can watch it and it looks cool. It's very, very crisp, very unmovie-like, but very good for sports. But if you want to slow something down, you can slow it down to 24 frames per second. That's about 2.5 times.
Right.
Which means it's a 40% playback, which is really good for slow motion.
And it even has a slow motion mode, so I don't know exactly. It has like a time lapse mode and a slow motion mode. I don't exactly know what's different about the slow motion mode, but anyways, yeah. So new toy to play with, and I will keep people updated as far as my experience. When I did the initial, just kind of check the reviews, because when a camera's just over $200 from Canon, I expected that the reviews were going to be kind of mediocre at best.
Right.
The reviews are really, really good across the board. Every site, 4.5-star kind of reviews, Amazon, Best Buy, thousands of reviews that all love the crap out of this
really
very basic camera. There is an external microphone jack, but what I discovered is it does not work with the video micro mic. You need a powered external microphone. The camera won't power the mic.
It needs a powered mic. Okay.
Yeah. So not that that's a deal breaker for me outside with baseball. I'm not expecting to get great audio. And the audio actually out of the camera, just in me testing it in my house, sounded perfectly fine. So wasn't too concerned about that. But just for anybody who was going to use this kind of camera for interviews, you have to get a very specific kind of mic. So there are threads about that.
I would have thought for $200 you'd get phantom power, but guess not.
Yeah. Yeah, guess not. Yeah.
Yeah. Forget it. Take it back. Hey, Costco.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. No phantom power on this?
No phantom power.
You know what? Here's the kicker is I use phantom power almost never. That's what it's called. It's when you want to power the mic off of the device.
Yeah.
For example, I record my end of the show on my Zoom H4N. I don't go into the computer anymore. And so it has phantom power. So it can... So the microphone that I'm using, just for the technical people at home, I use an ME66 because it's my shotgun mic for video recording, but I use it for this podcast as well, and it requires power. And you can either put a battery in it, which I do when I'm out recording in the field, or you can run it off phantom power, which means the battery in the Zoom powers the mic.
Okay.
And that cuts the battery time in the Zoom down to like a quarter of its normal. Like it just kills that battery.
Ah, gotcha.
So your camera would do the same. The battery would take a massive hit, even though it doesn't take a ton of power to power that mic. For some reason, it just kills it.
And one of the things, just toying around with it yesterday, that I really liked in terms of DSLR video, changing like zooming in or whatever. And I mean, focusing, like my camera is not built for it. And so it's a lot of manual focus and very challenging. I was so impressed at how I could zoom in to like a ridiculous amount, 57 times, I think the camera does. And then as I'm pulling the zoom back, the focus and how steady it maintains, because it's got all that facial recognition stuff. And so it was able to maintain focus so well as I zoomed in and zoomed out. So I love that for sport. That's going to be great. I'm not going to have to worry about any of that. Just basically aim it, point and shoot. And I think the video is going to be great shooting outside.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Because maybe if it's that good, I might get one myself.
Again, I feel like I can't go wrong for $200.
Or just take yours when you're not looking.
Yeah, there's that. There's that too.
Yeah. Hey, look at that over there. And then just abscond with it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Looking forward to it. A lot of baseball here going on. We had like 8 games in 7 days or something like that.
Okay.
Which turns out like I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I'm old, right?
Yeah.
And I don't feel old until game 3 of like day two, like we play a doubleheader on Saturday, and then the end of the doubleheader on Saturday when it was very, very warm, I was feeling it. You're a doctor, so maybe you can help me out. But it was starting to seize up a little bit. Is that normal?
Normal for old people. Yeah.
All right. I still played. I still finished the game, but because what are you gonna do? Come out? Forget it.
That's right.
But we ended up playing, so we had an unfortunate split, man. We lost this year in our league already. We thought we were going to do better, but so we're 3-1, just to give you an update. We split against a pretty good team, but we wanted to win both. But here's where it is tough. It's about a 2.5 hour drive, and then a doubleheader, and then a 2.5 hour drive home. Right.
Okay.
I think we talked about it. Did we talk? I must have talked about it on the last show. I think now we did because I took the picture on the Autobahn. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that was on the way home from that. So that was tough. So on the weekend, the Canadian sort of all-star team came through. A bunch of 20-year-old college kids coming through, and so we played them 3 times on the weekend, and that was a good time, all around. Great time. We went 0-3, unfortunately. They're very good. We're a club team. They're kind of an all-star college team. But I think we dropped it, 7-4 the first game, and then 1-0. We lost 1-0. The guy threw a one-hitter against us, and I did not get that hit, by the way.
Okay.
I hit two squibbers. That was terrible. But anyways, and then came back and played them again on Sunday and had a big barbecue and went out. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to bring my camera because we'll try to get some photos. But they brought a cameraman with them all the way from Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dedicated cameraman.
Yeah. So he's actually traveling right now. I think they're in Austria right now. Still playing, but when they get back home next week, he's going to come on the show and explain how he shot the whole trip and how his workflow was and et cetera.
Okay.
So anyways, it was nice because he had a real deal camera, long lens, all that stuff, like one to 500. I forget what it was. It was a Nikon. So I didn't know it as well as I should, but shot some good photos. I saw a couple of them. And if you want to follow them on The North Baseball on Instagram, you can go check them out and see what they're up to. They post pretty regularly. So he snapped a group photo, a team photo of us, our team and their team mixed together. So you can see us. I'll post that photo. You have a look there. No?
Okay. Yeah, I can see it. It looks good.
Yeah, it's a good shot. I'm down bottom right. There.
Yeah, for some reason,
turn too much. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Because the guy
right beside you is very square, and you look about half the size of him.
I am. He's a big dude, actually. I'm probably, my shoulders are probably as broad as his, except he's a foot taller than me. So.
Right.
Not quite a foot. That'd be really tall. So, interesting little tidbit for the kids. When we were in Switzerland the weekend before, I gave up 2 home runs in that one inning that we talked about.
Yeah.
The guy who hit the second one, we picked him up. So he's standing in this photo. He's actually played for us that weekend.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he hit any homers for you guys?
Oh, no. He struck out 9 times. Yeah. I'm not even joking. He struck out 9 times in 3 games.
Oh, my. So he's boom or bust.
He went 0-11 with 9 strikeouts and 2 double plays.
Yikes. So he really needed to see you out there on the mound to really.
That's what I said. I walked up. I came in on Saturday morning and he was in the cage taking his BP. And I got there and I was like, oh, don't you want to hit off me? Like, come on, man. And he laughed because he did. He did want to hit off me. He lit up BP. Like he was hitting just jacks in BP.
Right.
And then not so much against the college kids, but.
Gotcha.
Anyways, we did that. That was a good time. And then on the Sunday, afterwards, we went on the Tubingen tradition. We rented a couple of gondola boats, like the Stuckerkahn, they're called, and went out. But all their guys and a bunch of our guys went out and just kind of went up and down the river, had a few beers, a couple of guys went swimming. So I posted a couple of pictures of those you can have a look at.
I'm looking. Yeah, looks good. Looks fun. Yeah. I like the one that's kind of pulled back with the town in the background and... The boat's a little further away. There's a guy swimming in the foreground. I like that. Sort of a contextual shot.
That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other cameraman, you can actually see he's shooting back at me. And we went and boarded the boats. I was like, okay, you take one boat, I'll take the other, and we'll just make sure we get everything.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good day. So, all right. Reminder, monthly challenge for June is Black and White Summer, which... Maybe I'm just using that one from the StalkerCon that I already put in black and white.
Okay, I'm not. You're done.
Yeah. Not doing it. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram, and we'll check that out. Did you shoot anything interesting?
I shot one photo when I went to the ball game in Seattle. We talked about last week that I was going to go to a Mariners game coming up that weekend. Should I bring a camera? What was I going to do? Turns out I did not bring a camera outside of my iPhone, which we decided was probably the best bet. And then I proceeded to take no photos. We went early for batting practice and I caught a ball. So that was the big excitement.
Like in right field?
Yeah, right center. At first we were kind of closer to the wall. We're figuring, okay, the left-handed batters are going to pull it down the right field line. And the kids were standing just at the first row, just beyond the fence. There was a couple pulled right, but the Angels seemed to have, at least at batting practice, more right-handed batters. And so they're pulling them out to where the bullpen is and where a bar is. And so you can't really get anything there. So we stationed ourselves in right. Where my wife and the other mom were right where our seats were, which were a little bit more right center. And so as we were standing there, me and the other dad were standing a few rows behind our kids. And we saw in a span of about 5 minutes, maybe three balls get hit within 10 feet of where our wives were. Of course, they had no gloves. And so they were literally letting them bounce, and they're kicking off seats and other people were getting them. So they kept waving at us, come over here. This seems to be the spot. And
power alley, yeah.
A lot of the guys, like, they didn't have the whole team at batting practice. So a lot of the guys were coming up three or four times in batting practice. So they had their kind of spots they like to hit to. So I decided I was going to go up where they were sitting with my glove. And within about 30 seconds of getting there, someone put one off of the just beyond where the first deck and where it meets the second deck, where they have kind of those screens that run all the way along, went off the screen and then bounced down, hit a stair, and literally rolled right to me. So it was meant to be.
Nice.
So I took a picture of that with my iPhone 7, and I'm just looking at the photo because I haven't looked at it anywhere other than on my phone, and I am blown away by the detail of this photo. Taken on my iPhone. It's unbelievable how much detail there is in that.
It would be nice if you included the entire ball, but
yeah. But that was it. I think I took two or three, and I just decided that I was going to delete them all but one. And I liked the fact that this one was taken a little bit later when the game was on. So there's fans all around. So it gives you the illusion that maybe I caught this during the game, which I did not.
Well, I can tell you didn't. The seams look a little like they've been hitting it in BP for a little bit. Like, look at the sort of tear marks on the leather.
Gotcha.
There's no way this ball would be used in a game, like the scuff marks, especially the scuff marks next to the M in Major League.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way. But here's the thing. Put up a ghost here, yeah.
Here's the thing. I think this was a brand new ball, but what happened was it hit that screen and it left. See that black? And it left a whole bunch of marks off it from hitting that screen. And the rest of the ball was pretty darn clean. But when looked in here, when I was actually looking at it, holding my hand, I swear it was a brand new ball. But I think some of those markings are just because of it hitting the screen. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Just ball wise, what did you notice anything else about it compared to like the ball that your son plays with?
Just the fact that it's, you know, stamped specifically for Major League Baseball.
Feel the seams. The seams are so much flatter and lower than the balls that everyone else plays with. Like it's you know what I mean? They're much flatter.
Sure. Here's a funny piece of information. So when I got the ball, and again, when we on our way home, we stopped at a sporting goods place just in the US just before we get back to Vancouver. Dick's Sporting Goods, the Americans I'm sure know it. It's a huge chain. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at the baseballs, and lo and behold, they have, you know, major, like the official balls, this exact ball in the little plastic cases. Wager a guess as to how much one of these balls costs.
At Dick's?
Yeah.
Now see, I'm torn because I want to guess right, but I also want to guess low, so it seems high when you reveal.
Okay. Just guess what you think.
16 bucks.
$24. $4.99.
Wow. Okay.
One ball. That's, and their prices, like looking at the cost of their other baseballs, are very much competitive with what they would be anywhere. We're talking right. like $5 for a ball used in kind of league play for my kids' age. $6, $5, $6. That's kind of the range. And again, they're all made by Rawlings, but apparently these ones are made in one factory in, I can't remember what country they said it was in. It
used to be Haiti a long time ago.
I don't think it's Haiti anymore, but it's all comes out of one factory. So I guess quality control and all that other stuff are the key issues. But $25, clearly yeah. Major League Baseball is not paying that per unit, but no. It is five times the cost of a normal baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
So we're going to use it later and just throw it around. So
why not? What else are you going to do with it?
Exactly. No, I fully intend to use it with the kids at baseball.
Yeah, you should do that. All right. The only thing I shot that was interesting was actually the StalkerCon. No, there's a story to do with the StalkerCon, the boats.
Okay.
So I already showed you what we shot, but a little interesting thing happened. So I knew I was going on the boat, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be with a bunch of drunken, rowdy dudes. Bit of a sausage cruise. And so I'm bringing the 40D. Like, cause if we end up tipping over and going in, I don't, you know, you most places on the Neckar, you can stand, the Neckar River is the name of the river.
Right.
And you can stand up at a lot of places, but not everywhere, but most places. And so I'll keep my camera out of the water, but if it goes in, you know, it's my 40D. That's the one that's going. So I had the 40D 30 mil lens on there, and I basically had it sitting on the bench in front of me. And I didn't post any picture. You can't see in. Oh yeah, okay. In the one picture, of the guy swimming. You see the guy pushing with a big stick and steering. That's one of the players. And so on the way back up, you know, downriver, they let the baseball guys do the driving. Just why not, right?
Yeah.
And so the guys are taking turns driving. And so one of the guys, as they're switching, one of the gets to kind of walk along, step on each bench. And guys had a few pops and got to me. I didn't notice my camera was sticking out that far. And the dude pretty much stomped my camera.
Oh no.
Like he just hammered it. And basically what ended up happening is he knocked the lens hood off. It went flying and the boat freaks out like, oh no. And I'm just zen. Like I'm just like, yeah, all right. What are you gonna do? But don't worry about it. And there's a guy on our team, who takes pictures and he's like, dude, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah, it survived. Like, it was fine. But he saw it go flying in pieces, right? And thought, oh, no. I thought I would just be pissed. And I was like, no, it's fine, guy. And so I explained the concept of having a beater camera, where I was like, no, it's not your fault. The guy felt bad. I was like, dude, carry on with your day. Go steer the boat. You're good. And ultimately, the camera seems to be fine. Like, it will not die.
Yeah.
But it was kind of fun watching everybody freak out.
You should have played into it. You should have lost your mind.
Just pushed him in the water.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. No.
You owe me $8,000.
Yeah. I wasn't going to do that. So anyway, that was the only semi-interesting part. And now that I think about it, mildly, semi is a push.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Photo challenge this week is dominant color.
Okay.
Let's start with yours, man.
Okay.
What's the dominant color here? Is it green or is it pink?
You decide.
I think you want it to be pink.
Oh, yeah, I like the pink.
I think pink is the subject. It's dominantly green.
Yeah, in terms of surface area, green. But the pink does dominate like what your eye would go to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, I like this photo. I'm not sure why I like it exactly.
Sure.
But I like this photo. This is not the kind of photo I take almost ever. As per my usual situation, it gets to be, you know, the night before we do
Thursday
this.
Thursday night.
We record this in the morning on Friday. I'm Thursday night and I'm, oh no. Oh no. I haven't even thought about it. Oh no. And then I'm looking around for ideas and I'm asking my wife. I'm like, oh no, this is not good because I tanked horribly last week, to the point where I looked at my photo again and I almost threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't have a repeat performance of last week. Like, and then I started doubting myself, like, why am I so bad at photography? Like, I'm the worst photographer ever. This is not a hard challenge, but I got nothing. I have absolutely nothing. And then, so I was trying to think of something Raptors related. Jack got this new Raptors hat and I thought, okay, it's a purple hat. I can shoot that. Turns out just shooting a hat by itself is horrible. Like I could not make it interesting. And so I'm like, oh no. I'm looking around the house. It's about 8 o'clock last night. So, you know, it's getting, it's not dark, but we're losing light. There's not a lot of situations here for ambient light. And so I decided I'm going to go outside and I'm going to walk around and look for a flower. And I was walking and saw neighbor's a little garden that had some flowers. And then I just saw, oh, rose. Oh, and it's, you know, pretty much it's just stands out. There's this rose that stands out. And I'm like, I'm going to do that. So 50 mil lens with, I want to say like a 1.6. I never shoot this wide open, but I really wanted to kind of bring out the pink as kind of the highlight in the subject. And I shot it, chimped it on the LCD and thought, I don't know why, but I just like it, even though I don't shoot flowers or really know what I'm doing at all. But I liked how the color just kind of popped out. And I liked the fact that the way just, you know, there's just enough in focus. Everything else is really out of focus. And I like that, you know, it was very, very simple after I attempted 50 other photos that were horrible. I like that in the end, the result was pretty simple. And again, the kind of thing I thought, it's a greeting card. This is kind of like a greeting card type.
If you put a positive saying, inspirational quote on it. If you just put every rose has its thorn. Brett Michaels.
Yeah, sure.
You could sell this. That would actually, I would like you to do that and get it printed. And every time you give anybody like a thank you or something,
sure,
I would like you to give it that one. But make sure don't put Brett Michaels, put B Michaels.
Okay.
B dot Michaels.
I think you've got something there. But anyways, flower photo for those that are listening at home without the visual. It's a pink flower on a green background.
I think we got
the end. The end. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Right. It definitely is that. It's a good lighting situation too. You didn't shoot this at the crack of noon.
Yes. Right. And that's the kind of reason why I think I like it is that the light just kind of on the flower, it's just nice kind of soft light and sort of shapes the flower and falls off really quickly on everything in behind. Just because, again, I guess the pink flower and the sort of translucency of that flower, you know, just absorbs more of the light or shows more of the light as opposed to the green background where it just kills it all. So, just one of those ones where I narrowly saved myself from another horrible embarrassment.
And when I post this on Instagram tonight, whenever that happens, or 2 days ago when you listen to this, I'm going to tag Brett Michaels.
Okay. All right.
You think I'm joking? I'm absolutely going to. I might even tag Axl Rose because Guns N' Roses.
Sure. Yeah.
And let's not stop there. Let's not stop with the tagging. Kate Winslet. Because I'm pretty sure she was Rose in Titanic, right?
Yeah. Just all the roses.
Yeah. Michael Douglas and Danny DeVito and Kathleen Turner for War of the Roses.
Sure. Derek, former point guard of the Chicago Bulls, Derek Rose.
That one's stupid.
Okay. Okay, sorry. I'll be quiet now.
However, Pete Rose would definitely be tagged.
Oh, Pete. Yeah, of course he would.
Yeah. I'll bet you he doesn't respond.
That's too low.
Too low? Too soon? With
too
Pete
soon.
Rose?
Too soon. Too soon.
No, come on. With hair like that? Guy ran over the catcher in the All-Star game and ended his career.
That's not right.
That happened.
Yeah, that's not right.
That is.
Charlie Hustle, man.
Yeah, never apologize for it. He's like, nah, man, you want to win the game.
Play hard.
Okay, but it's the All-Star game. You mowed the guy and he never played again.
Wow, I didn't know that, so.
Yeah, what's his name? Fosse, something Fosse. I forget his name.
Nobody remembers because he got hurt.
Like Rick Fosse. Is it Rick Fosse? I forget now. Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube later.
Oh, Diane Fossey. It was Diane.
I'll tag her in this too. Bob Fosse from the, anyways. All right. Bit of a tangent.
Yeah. How about your photo?
All right. So I posted two because I was like, all right, I didn't know which one to go with. So unbeknownst to you, I put mine up on our Instagram early this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, but no hashtag. So no outsiders can, they can see it, but no one's going to find it. So it's essentially, if you follow us, that's pretty much the only people who are going to see it. And I just said, hey, which should I go with, number one or number two? Meaning the one where his arm is up is picture number one.
Yeah, that's and weird.
Then, yeah, okay. And then the other one is picture number two. The consensus was picture number one with his arm up.
What?
Everyone wants that one to be the one.
Because of the pit sweat?
I never even noticed the pit sweat before, actually.
I thought that was the whole point. You were like documenting his pit sweat.
Raise your hand if you're sure. I never thought of that, actually. I didn't notice it on the day, which is last night, by the way, same as you.
Maybe it's just shadow. It could be just shadow on the shirt.
No, it's definitely pit sweat. Now that you're saying it, it's definitely pit sweat. It's definitely post, but we did set practice. He threw a simulated game and, he's a pitcher. And so I said, hey, Matsy, you're up. I need a photo for my photo challenge. I brought my camera to the practice knowing that I was going to get something there. And we had just painted our visitor's dugout maroon. And so yeah. I was like, all right, he's wearing maroon. Our colors are maroon, even though our hats are blue, but that's a controversial story. And I was like, all right, buddy, you're up. So I even brought a flash. I now have a completely disposable studio to bring with me.
That's good.
In that, like, I have a Nikon SB28 that tipped over on a stand like a year ago.
Yeah.
And basically snapped the hot shoe off.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it no longer goes in a stand. So it's handheld now. It still works. That's the thing, is the flash still works off camera. It's just that I can't mount it to anything.
Right.
And so if you have a voice-activated light stand, you're good to go. And so I bring the 40D with the 30 mil, which is, again, the guy kicked in the river almost. So that, again, that's disposable. I now have this flash that I'm like, all right, this is now my beater. And I just throw a cable in, a flash cable, like a trigger. So it's not even wireless. It's just a long, cable.
Right.
Like I just said six times. And that way, like, nothing can break. And if it does, like, I'm all in for $20 here.
Right.
So I brought that. I brought the flash and I thought, okay, great, because it's been a cloudy day all day, awful weather. We've had amazing weather 2 days ago. It was 30 degrees. And then yesterday, for some reason, it was 7, which was crazy. And then again today, 30. Like, I'm podcasting with no shirt on. So it's that nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm good looking, so it's fine, but
it's okay. All right,
yeah, don't worry about it. Anyway, yeah, so yesterday was kind of cloudy and I thought, oh, I better bring a flash because I'm gonna have to light this. And then just as I was going to light it, bam, out came the sun. And so I did not have to bring the light out at all. So this is 100% sun. So I shot this one and the other one. Which one do you like better?
Well, I thought the second one was a joke, so I'm going with the first one.
What do you mean the second one, where he's just looking at the camera?
No, the arm up. I thought that was a joke because I was
That's the first one. That's the first one.
Oh, in the way it shows up for me, that... Oh, yeah. It says Alan. Yeah. It just showed up in that order. But yes, yeah. Definitely not the arm up.
Yeah, but people like the X that it makes.
I guess.
That was the comment. It was like, hey, got the X, which is kind of cool. Like, we have this kind of weird shadow from the way our dugout's built. And I was like, oh, make sure you sit there and position your eyes so they're just out of the shadow. We got this cool kind of Charlie bar going across. And I hadn't noticed the pit sweat, to be honest with you. And so now I regret that. not that it's fine. I mean, I basically told him, hey, Matt, this is for your new Tinder profile.
Right.
And so we'll see how this goes. I'll give you guys an update on how this works with the ladies. But
I would hashtag it. Hashtag pit sweat.
Yeah, I'm going to now.
Okay.
It'll be hashtag raise your hand if you're sure. And I'm going to tag sure deodorant on this one too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And also Brad Pitt will get tagged. Yeah. Yeah. So, and the band Sweat.
Yes.
No, is it Sweat or Blood? That's Sweet.
Well, you can misspell it. Yeah. You can misspell
it. I'll hashtag Blood, Sweat, and Tears on this one.
All right. Good photo though. I like it.
What is it? What do you like about it? I mean, first of all, you prefer the other one better. But pit sweat aside, would you prefer it? Would you like it okay if there's no pit sweat?
No, I still like the other one better.
Okay, as do I. But the first one might be more interesting because of it. But I'm trying to think of who he looks like. Is it Cillian Murphy a little bit?
No, it's Dolph Lundgren.
There was a little bit of that. Actually, mm-hmm. A little bit of Dolph, yeah.
If you take off the hat and you put in the blonde, spiky hair, he's Ivan Drago.
All right, I'm going to tag him too then.
Yeah, definitely he could be a lookalike. I can't see the hair, so I'm envisioning underneath that hair is blonde spikes. But the face, absolutely. Same jawline, same eyes, very much an Ivan Drago knockoff. Hey, how about for a suggestion for his Halloween costume for next year?
Okay, he's going to have to do some steroids, though.
Okay.
Like, he's a fit dude, but he's not Ivan Drago fit.
Okay, all right.
I'll talk to him.
You tell him that he can't wear the costume.
I'm pretty sure I could take him. If it came down to it. The kid's like 19. Like, what are you... No, I think he's 21. So, what does he know? Come on.
Yeah.
But... Overall, again, this is a 30mm lens. Like taking a portrait with that lens isn't ideal, but this one kind of works. He actually is a good-looking dude, and having a strong jawline does help that. And this is the sun is late in the evening, and so very low in the sky, and thus flattering. It's not like your 12 o'clock noon sun. The one issue that I had here that I didn't like, I don't love the angle. Like, you see the back wall is not perpendicular to the camera.
Right.
That's just simply because in order to shoot that shot, my shadow would be thrown right across his face.
Gotcha.
And so I had to kind of turn to the side a little bit, which kind of makes for some weird little angles. But overall, I think he's happy. And again, it's all one color. It's Hawk's maroon. And there's that.
Okay.
All right. Topic this week is funny because you bought a camera. Again, we jive an awful lot for never coordinating.
Okay.
So actually, it was actually Matsy here, the guy in the picture. He asked me a couple days ago about photography stuff, and you know, we're talking about iPhones, like we talked about on our show a couple of weeks ago, or smartphones. And I said, you know, man, like some of the smartphone photos I see are just outstanding. Like they look fantastic. Like even your ball picture. Looks as really like you said, the detail is amazing. And so he said, "Oh yeah, so I guess there's no point in, you know, buying a nice like a nice expensive $500 camera then." And I thought about it, and I thought, "Would you need to buy a $500 camera? What do you think?"
It's a tough one because from, you know, my perspective, everything that
let me just qualify that by saying a new $500 camera.
A new one.
Like, yeah, I'm not talking about buying something used. I'm saying you're like, okay, you're buying a camera brand new for $500. Yes or no?
And what's your skill set?
Okay, yeah. So if somebody's asking you, you can assume their skill set is low.
Okay, it's low. So they're interested in photography. Would I buy a new $500 camera? No, I would not.
That was also my answer. My answer was a definitive no.
Yeah.
I would not buy it. See, to me, buying a camera is, now stick with me here, because this is controversial. A camera is not sushi.
Okay.
With sushi, you can pay too little.
Right.
If you go and it's $3 all you can eat, you're going to want to walk away.
Right.
But you can also pay too much for sushi. I think there's a break point where it's like, all right, if your dinner is more than $50, you're paying too much for sushi.
Agreed.
So camera's the opposite. If you pay in the middle, you can't pay too little for a camera, and you can decide that you don't want to pay that much, but you get a lot of value for when you pay a lot. So it's that in between, that $500 sweet spot where I think you're not getting any value.
I agree.
Because, well, why do you say that?
Well, just because you're getting the absolute base model with a kit lens and for $500 now in the DSLR world. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think if you just took that camera and compared it to, you know, whatever, your iPhone 7 or iPhone 8 or whatever they're on now, I don't think you would see, especially these ones that have dual lenses, or, and I mean, again, they're just not all wide angles. You can take a decent portrait. If you understand lighting, you can take a great photo with those cameras now. And I just don't think you're going to really see a whole lot of difference in your images. And you might even be much happier with the iPhone and the portability. It's always with you. Like, there's a lot of variables here, but either, to me, you're buying a used older one that, again, for $500, you could get a lot of value in a used right. one on Craigslist, or you're going to spend $3,000 because you're going all in and you want to learn photography and you're going to commit to it and you're going to buy a couple of lenses. Like, I just don't think that middle of the road really gets you anywhere.
See, my wife's school bought like 4 or 5 DSLRs like last year, and they bought those, like the T6 or whatever it is. It's mm-hmm. called something else here, but it's essentially the T6. And TI6? No, what is
T6i. It's an I.
T6i. Whatever yeah, sure. it is. Sure. It's that version. And they were not very expensive, a couple hundred euros each. And so she brought one home, and I, you know, cause she's, you know, hey, we're going to teach a class on this or take it skiing or whatever it was. And I played around with it and I thought, holy cow, like, this thing is awesome for $300. Except I know how to squeeze every last image out of that thing. Mm-hmm. And it's cumbersome. Like, it's not a good DSLR, but it is. And so if you're just going to go do point and shoot, it's actually, you're going to be surprised with how good it is. However, smartphones are so good now. Like you said, they get the dual lenses, they got the fake. Like, for example, here's a quick rundown of what I feel are the benefits of the smartphones. The fake bokeh. Because physically, those cameras don't really do bokeh, right? I mean, right. You can. I'm guessing you didn't fake bokeh your ball photo there.
No.
But it's so close that it does get a little bit out of focus compared mm-hmm. to your Pete Rose photo. No way. Like, your Rose, it goes out of focus way, way more. The bokeh is much smoother, blah, blah, blah. If you were to add the fake bokeh in the software, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it. I'd like to be a purist and say, no, 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 only this. But no, it looks pretty awesome. On the smartphones, all smartphones nowadays, the video is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for most everyday use, it is really, really good. The portability of your smartphone is unbelievable to think that you can do that compared to, where, you know, when I went to film school and digital cameras and stuff like that, and what you can do now, it actually, if I stopped to think about it, it would blow my mind.
Okay, don't stop.
I won't stop. Okay, connectivity with your smartphone is also great, especially if you have like a lot of cloud storage, which I don't, and I keep getting updates on, hey, your cloud storage is full. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. But if you imagine this, I mean, everything that you shoot is automatically backed up to the cloud somehow, to whether it's Google or Apple or whatever you use. That's phenomenal. That is so easy. You don't have to download stuff to your computer. You don't have to do all that stuff. You're syncing across devices is there. You want to share with people instantaneously. Bam, it's there. I remember the first time that I had internet access in a hotel, which was not even that long ago. I mean, I'm sure it had happened, you know, before I did it, but here I was. I was on work/vacation, and I had my laptop and my, you know, my nice camera.
Are you going to explain how the internet works?
Yeah, it's a lot of ones and zeros. We're going to have Al Gore on next week to let us know.
All right.
Point being is that I could share my vacation photos while I was on vacation.
Oh my word.
That seems like nothing now. At the time, it was rather mind-blowing.
Okay.
I have a very pea-sized brain though. So so all those things are great. What are the downsides that you could see to basically smartphone photography?
I to be honest, I'm not sure that there are any. I think it's just going to get better and better mm-hmm. as we go here, like it has. So I'm not sure that there's a downside. I can't think of one.
I listed 3.
Okay, let's hear them.
And these are potential. They're not even deal breakers anymore because they're getting so good. But no removable memory. Meaning if you just go nuts and fill it up, you know, you're on vacation, you can't swap out a memory card. Well, okay. Again, probably not an issue. You probably have Wi-Fi at the hotel, and so you get back and you upload all your pictures anyways. And so
you bring that up. That is the main reason I got the camcorder.
Right.
Because my phone is just like a basic 32 gigabyte storage phone. And I do have some cloud storage, but video eats a ton of space.
Right.
And I thought the camcorder is nice because just a dedicated camera that I can just stick a card in. And if I want, I can get a bigger card than 32 gigs. I can get 64 and then just not worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Second thing I can think of is battery life, which is getting very good anyways, but most of you don't really have a removable battery that you can bring a new one in. Now, a lot of people do have these sort of, what do you call it, with the umbilical cord, the little batteries they can add on.
Oh, yeah, the little external backup things, yeah.
Yeah, which I've never felt the need to use, but I do see most people have them, so you can do that. But in general, having a second battery to put in can be a good thing. And lastly, there's no real Zoom. I mean, not really. There is a Zoom. There's digital Zoom on them. And as you mentioned, some of the new smartphones do have multiple lenses. And so I don't know how that works. I haven't dove into that, whether it's Zoom or if it's basically, variable primes, meaning you can shoot at 28 mil, you can shoot at 50, but you can't shoot between. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So
if you really want to get like Zoom functionality, then I'm not seeing it on. I do see people zooming on their phones, like with their fingers, but that's a digital Zoom. It's not really doing the same thing. In the end, though, for if you're just a regular, you know, you're snapping family photos, I cannot see it. I can't see. So here's the verdict I came to. At no point would I bother buying a point and shoot camera now.
Okay.
I can't imagine, unless you wanted your kids to have it or something like that. But even then, that just sounds like a massive hassle. So I don't see any value in a point and shoot camera.
Okay.
I don't see any value in a $500 SLR either.
Okay.
Because what you kind of touched on, I mean, you can get a T7 now, one up from the T6 for under $500 on Amazon.com. I don't see it. I don't see where you would get the value. I think if you want something that you can do, like you want to do something that's a step up from your iPhone, for example, you want something that's going to be more full featured.
Right.
So It's the old tripod analogy. It's like, well, I don't really need a tripod, so I'll buy a $14 tripod. And then you end up buying a $100 tripod anyways. And you waste your money. And so that's what I feel with like the $500 DSLR is. They're designed for snapshots. They're essentially designed for automatic features. You can manually override them, but it's clunky. It doesn't have the back wheel like the better, like say the 80D or whatever camera you spend a little bit more money on, it doesn't have that. So you can do all those things, but it's a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass for me, and I know Canon cameras inside out. And so if you're new to this, you're never going to delve into that manual world.
Right.
So you're going to use this as a point and shoot anyways. Do yourself a favor, spend more money, get a better camera / lens, because you're not going to be happy with the kit lens, the 18-55.
Right.
Now, this would have been awesome. Even 5 years ago, this would be amazing. This camera for under $500 would be literally game-changing. But now, I don't see it. The technology is way too good. Now, there is one camera that I would suggest. There is an option that you can think about. I would consider a bridge camera in very specific situations. Okay. A bridge camera is like one of those super zoom ones. Like it's not a point and shoot, but it's not a DSLR. It's got like a fixed lens, but it looks kind of like a DSLR that, you know, didn't quite grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it'll do like 300 times zoom or something. And to me, that's the only real feature of it is that long throw on that lens, which if you're going on safari, get yourself a bridge camera.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't see much use beyond it. Am I wrong?
No, I agree.
I can't imagine you shooting hockey with it.
No, you're not.
It's just not going to be great at that point. If you want to get really good shots at your kid, you'd better off. What I would do with that money is I would basically go and what you mentioned early on is look at a used DSLR, like a full featured one. At this point, a 5D Mark II is very, very cheap. You can probably find one for under $500, and get a decent lens. And that's how I would spend my money. And you're going to get a lot better camera than you would for brand new at $500.
Okay, then.
All right. Monthly challenge for June is Black and White Summer. So, Adam, I guess you're doing that June 30th.
Yep. I got it on the calendar already.
Can we shoot black and white at midnight on June 30th? next week's challenge. I did let you know I picked one, and if you don't like it and can do better, we'll do yours. However,
okay. Let's hear.
Sunshine.
Like the guy from Remember the Titans?
I didn't see that one.
You never saw Remember the Titans?
No.
Disney football movie?
I got into, I wouldn't call it a fight, but there was a bit of a shoving match with Ryan Gosling like 12 years ago.
Okay.
I'm not joking. Right. It was at the Cactus Club on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it about Remember the Titans?
I may have peed on his leg in the bathroom.
Okay, so that's why
unprovoked.
That's why you haven't watched it though.
Yeah, that never happened. I haven't seen it.
You'll like it. Good show.
It seems like I should like. If you see the trailer, you see the movie though, right?
Kind of. It's a good movie. I really enjoy it. Yeah, and the music's good in that movie. Okay. Just an overall good show. Watch it. That's your homework. Sunshine. That's it. Just sunshine.
Yeah, just sunshine because the sun's gonna shine.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's the challenge for next week. Websites. Oh, did I tell you on Black and White Summer, hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram, and Adam will make fun of you despite the fact that his entry was not very good last week.
No, it wasn't, but you know what? Looking forward to this month's Frank Pang entry, that's for sure. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I bet she's already shot it. The guy's a pro.
Do you think it's a hashtag Frank Pang?
I'm gonna now. I'm gonna tag him in everything that we do.
Sure you will.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
Most likely at adamschwartz.ca.
Yeah, you find mine at alanatridge.com and the two of us at twohosers.com. Actually, before I get the wrap-up, I should have mentioned this at the top of the show. Quick technical note. We get a lot of emails about this, a lot of feedback. I post a link on each episode on our blog post. I post where you can hit play and play that episode. Just play it live right in your browser.
Hooray.
I promise you I post the correct link to that week's episode. However, oftentimes, for some reason, that link plays last week's episode for like a couple of days before it actually switches over to the new episode.
Okay.
I have no idea why.
Gotcha.
Browser refresh, cached stuff. Gremlins in the machine. I don't know. I swear to you, I always post the correct link. It's not me. If I could figure it out, we would not be having this conversation.
Okay. All right.
All right. So go to twohosers.com where you can find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.